Hey, we're Ann Lynn, you're listening to Radio Brendoman.
Welcome to another episode of Radio Brendoman. I'm Brendan Creasy.
And I'm Phil Vecchio.
And we're live in the same room in my house.
Couchcast 3.0.
Yeah, something like Couchcast that. Something.
Yeah.
Live from, not KBBK.
Live from KBBK. Kiki.
This is Radio Brendoman coming at ya.
Coming at ya. Welcome to those in the chat room and on YouTube.
Yeah. Welcome.
It's
a Friday night.
Yeah.
We just had some darn fine Mexican food.
Yes, we did.
I was like, okay, so Phil's like, we want to meet you halfway. So I find some place that's halfway, and I get this call from Janelle saying, that's not halfway. And I'm like, ugh. And then she's like, no, it's north of where, that's north of where you live. And I'm like, no, it's not. Like, why are you telling me where something is? Like, I live here.
You don't argue with Janelle, though.
I know you don't, which is why I'm just like, fine, I'm not doing this. So I'm like, let me find another place.
And
so
it turned
out
really good.
A place even closer, like way closer to you guys than to me.
Yeah, but I had to go back and forth twice.
Why did you get a hotel room all the way downtown?
Because it was cheap.
I bet you could find a cheap place up here.
Well, that we did the, what's it called, Hot Wire, where you do the secret one.
Yeah, so you don't get to pick.
No, but you, that was the cheapest one that you
but
could get
like
in the entire region.
Pretty far from,
it was only 15 minutes from SeaWorld.
Yeah, but from here?
Yeah, but we went to SeaWorld.
You and SeaWorld, man.
SeaWorld. Okay, so since we're talking about SeaWorld, let me just tell you guys, I had a personal victory today. Now, don't get me wrong, I got a ways to go still, but if you remember correctly, the last time I went to SeaWorld and had the new Manta Ray, right? It's just called Manta,
mm-hmm.
The roller coaster. I was not able to fit on the ride.
Yeah, but at least they had a tester.
Right, they had the tester.
So
out
it kind
in front
of avoid, because you were there for my Batman the ride
yes.
experience, and that
where,
was
where we waited like 3 hours, and then you got all the way to the front, and
yes.
they told you you couldn't ride.
And I wanted to go
so
kill myself.
And the last time it was still a little embarrassing because they have the thing out there, and
everybody
everyone's watching
you,
and you
and
sit
like,
down
oh,
there, and there's like a big red light above you, like, too fat. Yeah, so today I did it, and I got green.
You got the green light.
I went on the ride.
Was it fun?
It was totally awesome. It's good. I mean, it's not like, it doesn't go upside down, but for what it does, it's like,
it doesn't go upside
no,
down?
No, but it does like the three quarters turn where you're like
okay.
almost upside down. It's really good. It's really fast. It reminds me of Batman, except for without the loop.
Are you hanging?
Well,
no,
it's more like the Joker, I guess, as far as the seating is concerned.
The Joker?
Or, yeah.
Riddler's
Oh, Riddler, that's what it
So
was.
You're standing?
No, what's the one? You're sitting, your feet are dangling, but there's a platform below you. Which one is that?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, that's how it is. So your feet are dangling, but you're on a platform.
For Riddler's Revenge, you're standing
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. I can't think.
And then there's Pony Express, which you're like riding on the horse. Which that
right.
ride would be awesome if it wasn't like 45 seconds long after
right.
you've waited in line forever. And
but
you have to be in the very front on that ride for it to be fun, I feel like.
But I have to tell you more, though.
Okay.
So, not only
what the heck
did
that?
That's we got to plug in the computer.
What just?
It said we don't have much time left. Hold on.
I thought you had. What are you doing?
There you go. Okay.
You're moving the camera now.
I had to plug in the computer. Otherwise, we're gonna die.
Are
in the
you
moment.
Looking at the chat? Because I cannot
yeah,
see
yeah.
that.
So,
are they just talking amongst
yeah,
themselves?
It's good. So anyway, so I get up there. Not only
mm-hmm.
did I get the green light there. But I made it in, and I did not have to have a guy come and push on it.
Oh, wow.
I
so
locked
unassisted.
It in on my own, unassisted. But I kind of cheated a little, because they got a screen up behind there.
Yeah.
And it shows which ones are locked in. But it's not like, it doesn't match up. They have it all coded. So
okay.
you can't tell, because, you know, they don't want to embarrass people.
Yeah.
So as I'm in line, I was watching, and I checked which one, like, I figured out their code so I could tell which seats were getting locked in at the same time.
Yeah.
So when I got in there, I looked up and I kept going until I got it locked in, because I'm like, I'm not having the guy come over here, and I got myself locked in, so.
Were you with me? No, that was Anthony. Like, the one time, Anthony somehow convinced me that I could fit on Malibumer. Okay. And I'm like, Phil can barely fit on this. I know I'm not going to fit on this. Because I watched you one time, and yeah, it was a struggle.
It's a good...
Mm-hmm. And, well, it's gone now.
Well, yeah.
Good riddance. And I'm like, Anthony, no. And he's like, oh, you're just being chicken. That's your way of chickening out. And I'm like, no, dude, I cannot fit on this. It is not meant for tall people or for fats. It's like double.
Yep.
And it's like, it's almost a kid ride. And so we get in there, and it's like not even close. And the guys are approaching, and I'm just like, nope, I'm out. It's cool, guys. It's all good. Don't even need you to try.
They get the two big strong arms.
Yeah, they were getting out. They were approaching me. I was like, because they're like, we could probably. I'm like, no, nope. It's okay. It's all good.
Yeah.
Not doing this.
Yeah. So, okay.
Do they still have Gold Rush? Because I doubt I could fit in that now.
Gold Rush.
At Six Flags.
Oh, I don't know. That thing was
already like a ball breaker.
Well, plus it was not for like tall people.
Yeah,
at
it wasn't
all.
For tall people. I feel like Space Mountain is even now, like, because I'm fine. I'm way better on Space Mountain now, like with the weight loss, because I started. But it's still not comfortable for tall people.
Yeah, yeah.
At all.
You have to, because is that the one where, like, some of the, or maybe that's Matterhorn, where some of them are flat, but some
yeah,
of them...
Yeah, Space Mountain, you have to be in a front
seat. Right, you have to be in a front spot.
In order to really be any at all comfortable, but even then, I still have to, like, I'm scrunched.
Right.
And, like, I have a friend that's, like, 6'7", he cannot go on Space Mountain.
Yeah. Hey,
there's a picture of Shaq riding it, I feel like they put him in a special car.
Oh, yeah, or
because there's no way
sideways or something.
Yeah, I don't know how he would.
Maybe
fit
if he
in
could
anything.
Like straddle it and cross his legs.
You can't do that.
Maybe they let him.
You would fall out.
Hey, Mike M wants to know why you're clean shaven. Is there a special occasion?
I'm clean shaven because I felt like it, and I was clean shaven last week, so.
That's true. And also, he said this. Remember 18 again with George Burns? That was the movie I couldn't think of the time. Or I couldn't think of the name on my podcast that Brendo guested on like 3 years ago.
That is officially the most random question observation.
Which I do remember that movie because I went through a phase of
and
renting
Father-Son-Switching
movies.
We were talking
movie.
About Body Switch because yeah. We did Like Father, Like Son
right.
And vice versa. And I actually had not watched because I thought it was something else. So I thought I watched both of them, but I hadn't. And so I kind of had to BS my way through. But they're all the same movie.
Yeah, if you've seen one, you've
those
seen them all.
Those movies were the exact same yep. Movie.
That's why that Ben Stiller show sketch with the Metallica doing the father-son switching movie.
Yeah.
That was genius. It's all the same thing. And even if, like, 18 again, he didn't technically switch, but he's in a young body. Same thing. Those count. Like,
well, then
being,
there was, like, Dream a Little Dream,
yep.
Which was pretty much the same thing, except they didn't switch, per se. They did switch.
In Big, he doesn't switch, but that's the same thing.
But in Dream a Little Dream, they do switch. Big isn't a switch. It's
yeah,
just he grew up.
But still, it's the same like tropes that are all involved there as far as like.
Man, they really milked that to death.
Yep.
And then they actually tried to do it again, like the change up and.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's the one where they peed in the fountain to switch it. Is that right?
Who cares?
I don't know.
Stupid.
Although, I have to say that the remake of Freaky Friday...
Very excellent.
...was very well done. And before I was married, or before I had kids, was one of the three movies I've ever cried in. Now that I've had kids, I cry all the time in movies, so...
Dude, at the end? What scene was it? Was it, like, with the dad?
It was
or
with
the
dad,
the
like,
dad.
When she, like, the stepdad.
Yes.
She reconciles.
Oh, my gosh.
It was very emotional. Plus, Janelle had, you know, has
yes.
Kind of some of those issues with, like,
yes.
Her family and stuff, so it was very... Emotional. You want to know the other two movies I've ever told you?
No.
This is before I had kids. Once I had kids, it all the rules left. Before I had kids, I only had three movies I ever cried in. That one, The Wedding Singer, when he comes on the airplane at the end, you know?
Oh,
want to make
God.
It like, I love that part. I want to grow old with you. And Mr. Holland's Opus, the
I'm
part when he gets his thing
I've
at the end.
I've seen that movie.
Well, I mean, you've seen a billion movies that happen the same way, but there's a part when he gets to play his opus finally. Spoiler alert, Mr. Holland
Wait,
gets to play
what?
His opus.
Really? And Mr. Holland's opus?
It's very, I
opus?
Watched it on a plane And, like, I was the only one watching it, had my headphones on, and I'm like, crying, and everyone's like, what's wrong with this person? So, that was my three.
I cry in movies all the time, and, like, my first one that I really remember crying was probably Top Gun when Goose died. Well, I didn't... That's funny. Was, like, the first time I was confronted with death, period.
In Top Gun.
So I'm like, and I was like, what just happened? Wait, what? Because I was, like, 5, and, like, I didn't know, like, I didn't understand, so then I was like, what? It was like, I don't know if I should have seen that movie.
I'm pretty sure that was when I was first confronted with French kissing, too, with that, like, gross breakout, like, sex scene.
That kissing scene is gross. It's like spit.
It's the least attractive makeout scene of all time.
I think it's because Tom Cruise does not know how to kiss naturally.
I think so, but also the silhouette of, like saliva, yeah. Like, I don't know, I just... They did not know what they're doing.
What are they?
Okay. It says the change-up was two friends swapping, not a father-son. Same
Still
thing.
Still stupid.
Okay, so.
Should we do mail?
Let's do some mail. We haven't done mail in a little bit.
So I'm going to read two from Adam Wells. So the first one says, hey guys, hope all is better tonight with Brendo's apartment. It is good. There's no gas in here. What if we both die?
Oh my gosh, dude.
You're in the apartment.
I'm
going to
open the windows. I forgot about that.
They fixed it. And that guy,
where's your alarm? I need to keep an eye on it.
It's right there. It's good.
Okay.
It's not going off.
All right. Keep awake.
This weekend, my friends over at RadioSega.net are doing a 24-hour live. I guess this already happened. They're doing a 24-hour live broadcast for charity. If you guys did a charity broadcast again... Did we do one?
Well, like if we got a chance to do it.
What charity would you want to help raise money for?
Hmm.
Well, I think that'd be for me. Like I was talking about, like I was thinking about what charity would raise money for, and I would have to say, because of Phil's mom, I would say City of Hope.
Yeah, that would be a good one. I was going to be all funny and say the Human Fund, but
yeah, but come on, I mean,
no, for real, that would be a good one, actually, yeah.
Because cancer research, and they helped your mom out a lot.
And they do a lot more than just, like, the doctor
stuff. It would be one of the cancer ones. Like, either City of Hope or St. Jude.
Yeah.
Because St. Jude saves a lot of kids that couldn't afford treatment normally. And
the other kind of thing I would think of is, like, one of those, like, help inner-city kids learn music type. Yes. Thing. You know, like, so, like an arts one would be cool, too.
One would be cool.
So, but then, you know.
The cancer.
There's a lot of good causes. Or the Human Fund.
Yeah.
So, good question.
Also, for those that have seen Iron Man 3, Derek Armijo came on my podcast to have a lengthy discussion about the movie, pointing out flaws and praising what the movie did well. Still haven't seen it yet.
I have not either.
I'm poor.
And I have
no time. I've been so busy. Freaking work. I've been working late till 5. Which when I come in, I only came in like an hour later. So I was working like 9 hours. Well, actually counting my lunch is 10-hour days.
Ugh. At least get overtime, right?
Yeah.
That's good.
But still, like, I came home. I didn't want to do anything. Yeah.
At the moment, when we get out to the movies, I think we're going to do Star Trek, though.
Yeah, I definitely.
You know, I want to see Iron Man 3. I'm just saying, you know, I've got to prioritize
Star Trek,
here.
Definitely. So don't forget, that would be theadamwells.com. Mm-hmm. And it's got great podcasts there. It's also on Stitcher. I still haven't put MBWS on Stitcher, and I need to do that.
Yeah.
Well, it's... Okay. There's a lot going on, and we just recorded a new episode, which I'll probably put up tomorrow, unless nice. I don't have time, I don't know. Let me open my email here.
I'm gonna scroll down.
What are you scrolling down?
I'm keeping up on the, don't worry.
Okay, Adam Wells says, hey guys, since Brendo seems scared by commuter biking or biking in traffic, I thought I'd share some tips from my experience biking in a city on a daily basis. Always bike on the right side of the road. Don't ride on the sidewalk. Actually, do you mean like the right side of the road, like on the right side? Because you have to ride with the flow of traffic. You can get a ticket if you're riding against traffic.
That's the right side of the road.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
We're in the United States, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. and also, you can also get a ticket. I know here, at least, you can get a ticket if you ride on the sidewalk.
Right.
So I know that.
Helmet? You have a helmet?
Always wear a helmet. Signal when turning or moving over on the road. Trust the other drivers as you do in a car, which means
people are laughing at you for not knowing what side of the road that you drive on.
Well, I was just thinking, like, if I drove on the right side of the road, I don't know what I was thinking. Don't wear headphones, though I evaluate this rule from time to time. I wear headphones. Announce when you are passing other bikers or pedestrians on bike trails. These tips make it less hectic and lower your stress from biking. That still doesn't stop idiots from trying to hit me with their car doors and turning right into me. I guess, like, one of the things I said is, like, you shouldn't be passing people on the right. But I'm like, I'm not getting even farther into traffic. That's even scarier.
Like, oh, like going in the inside? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
That's really scary. I don't know, man.
How do those motorcycle guys do it? Like on the freeway?
They're fearless?
When it's like 90 miles. They go like 90 miles an hour in between the cars.
They just don't care if they die.
I guess so.
They have a death wish. Like John, like, I don't know. I could never.
That's terrifying to me.
Terrifying to me.
All right. So that's good advice. Good biking advice.
Appreciate it.
Always wear a helmet.
I still think it's nuts. And even on the bike trail, like, okay, another car just the other day went over the median and through the fence.
Really?
You're not even safe on the freaking bike trail.
Jeez.
Luckily, it didn't kill anybody, but it hit another car, and the guy in the car died.
But it did.
This happened right by my house.
Wow.
And it hit another car, and it was going like 90. It was like an SUV, and it hit a car. From the picture that I saw, this is really sad because somebody died, but there was like there was very little left of the car that the SUV hit. Like, it was that high of an impact. So but it went through the fence too after it obliterated that car. And if there had been anybody, like a biker,
that
would have been nothing.
Whew.
People are freaking.
It's dangerous to live down here. You got.
No, yeah, because there's no accidents anywhere.
Well, no, plus your
it's, again, stupid people monoxide. With cars. Because that
that's
was
true.
Because of the El Camino.
Jeez. We need to go to an all-bike society.
I guess, but we'd still find ways to kill each other. With bikes.
That's true.
Bike-on-bike crash.
Bike-on-bike.
And then bikers killing pedestrians, I'm sure.
So maybe we should just walk everywhere.
Still find a way.
Probably.
I don't know. I don't know if there's a solution. I feel like no matter what we do, we're going to find ways to have accidents.
Probably. I mean, people died before vehicles, so.
Yeah, but that was like getting trampled by horses and stuff.
Yeah, see, there you go.
BrendaMan.com just went down. Awesome. What is happening?
Jeez.
Freaking Chinese hackers. I don't know what's going on, guys. Okay, so back to the mail.
Okay, more mail.
Sorry.
So those are both from Adam.
Those are both from Adam.
Thank you, Adam.
If you want to contact us, you can email at brendoman@gmail.com, or the easiest thing to do is just go to radiobrendo.com, click on the Contact Us link on the website. We also have on Facebook, Twitter, whatever.
Hey, in the chat, Mike wants to know, did either of us see Lords of Salem?
No.
Nope, sorry.
I haven't seen any movies in the theater in a really long time. Like, I don't even know.
He said any interest?
Do you know? I don't know.
I don't even know about it.
I like Rob Zombie movies. It's like Rob Zombie about, like, Salem and some lords.
I'm pretty sure.
So I guess it's
like,
about
it's
witches
about, it's
or something?
A documentary about smoking, I think.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
About... What is the...
Well, it's like the, you
Winston
know...
Salem?
Yeah, Winston-Salem. It's like the big head, it's heads of...
The tobacco farms industry,
yeah.
And the lords of the tobacco
farms. I like
farms.
Documentaries, so that's...
Yeah.
And I'd like to see, you know, Rob Zombie's take
Maybe,
on a documentary.
Well, you know what else I... You know, they already made this joke on The Nerdist, but it's about Stacey Peralta moves to North Carolina.
Nice.
And is it North Carolina? Salem's not North Carolina. What
Salem,
am I talking about? Salem, Virginia. I think it's
Virginia,
right? And so he moves there and has his skateboard crew there, and so it's like instead now they're like witch Z boys, W boys,
W boys.
I don't know. They're riding the big.
That's good.
Tubes.
Those are good, by the way. Both the movie and the documentary.
I never saw the movie.
The movie was good.
Well, it's got Heath Ledger. And
yeah, it was well done.
And Stacey Peralta was involved. I don't know if he directed it, but
I can't remember if directed, but definitely.
Well, his documentaries were really good.
Yeah, well, I would recommend watching those two together if you know if you're interested.
It's funny. Phil hates sports, but he does like skateboard videos and surf. Videos.
Skateboarding, surfing, all of that kind of stuff. Even you know BMX stuff.
Well, because also, like, 80s skate and surf videos, they, like, were this alternative form of entertainment.
Yeah.
And included, like, sketches and little, like,
right.
weird...
You got the punk bands all the and stuff fun, in there.
Yeah,
like band,
so, like, it was
bands.
This kind of alternative video, and so they're, like, an art form of themselves, so... Plus, skateboarding is fun to watch. And
to me.
And plus the music.
I don't hate sports.
You seem to really hate sports.
There are certain sports. I don't enjoy watching most things. But, like, again, skateboarding is fun to watch or, you know, other things like that.
Yeah.
But part of it is, like, the competitive. Like, I realize people competitively skate. But it's just different. Like, I don't feel like when people are skating, I feel like they're more. Hey, that's a sweet trick, and I'm going to try to do it.
Competing against yourself.
Right, whereas, like, I don't know, the idea of, like, little league teams just gives me nightmares. If my kids want to do it, that's cool, but I can't guarantee that Janelle won't rip off some other mom's head for, you know, being mean to their kid or something.
Yeah.
Real quick.
I can totally see Janelle becoming a cheerleader mom, though.
Yeah, I could see that, but at the same time, like, if someone messes with our kids, like,
well, that's what I mean.
Oh, that kind of show. Okay.
Like a cheerleader mom, like the cheerleader mom, like Audrey's a cheerleader, and she will like.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it'll be interesting to see.
Don't let Audrey be.
Real quick, Mike wants to know what's your name on Simpsons Tapped Out.
Brendoman1.
Brendoman1.
Because somebody took Brendoman.
What?
Probably that same jerk that's been taking my name in like. Certain places.
Adam already beat me to it. Like, several spaces down, he said Brendoman1, so.
Well, I need more friends, because I need money. I got Moe's Tavern already, but I'm...
I like kickball.
Kickball's cool.
Good sport.
Would you be in a kickball league?
I'd be in a kickball league.
Any in Yucaipa? They have them everywhere now.
It's very possible. I would do that.
It's like a hipster thing.
Would
you play kickball with hipsters?
Sure, I don't know.
With your now that I've seen a picture of your brother's hipster mustache.
Wow, yeah, David is rocking a
that thing's ridiculous.
He's got a shaved head and like a big old long like wax. He waxes it mustache.
See, Ish does that, but he also has the complimenting beard, so it actually looks cool.
I think David might have had a beard at first, but now it's just pure mustache.
I feel
mustache.
Like you need the beard in order to pull that off. Otherwise,
I will say this: it's a unique look. Because I don't see a lot of, like, look. The shaved head with the large
what
mustache.
What prompted the shaved head?
I don't know.
Is he going bald?
No, I don't think so. Vecchios don't
bald.
Yeah,
you guys don't go bald.
No.
You're Vecchios.
We just get hairier as we get older.
Yeah, you never have to worry about that.
My great-grandpa died at a very old age with a full head of hair. So, my grandpa has full head of hair. My dad.
See, my grandparents do, but isn't it from your mom's side?
Yeah, but even still, like, my grandpa on my mom's side, he's got a little thinning patch, but that's not too bad.
See, as far as I know, my grandpa Brendan was not bald, but I'm not 100% sure, but I think my brother definitely got it. I don't know if you see my brother.
No,
was freaking,
yeah.
Well, you saw him.
I guess I didn't notice a bald spot,
though. Oh, it's beyond spot. It's like...
See, to me,
so I think it skipped me and went straight to him.
I'd shave it. That's my thing.
That's what I think my brother is about to.
Yeah.
There's no
shame in that.
Well, that was like for a while. See, I think Mike for a while fought it. Like, Mike even got like plugs.
Brendo, like, when did Phil Giamatti join the podcast?
Paul Giamatti? Who's
Paul
Phil Giamatti?
Are you referring to Paul Giamatti?
I have no idea. I don't know what's going on. Who said that?
I like Paul Giamatti. He's awesome.
Yeah.
I love him in Lady in the Water.
What?
What's going on? Oh, he said, I'm drunk, never mind. All right.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Okay, cool.
I don't understand the question, but
I like Paul Giamatti though, so good reference there.
So Mike actually like fought it tooth and nail. Yeah, and he got the plugs. He got, but they weren't like your typical plugs. He like spent some money, and it looked good, but it wasn't permanent.
Yeah,
and then when I feel like now that he's like shaved it, like it's like, come on, yeah, it's a lot better.
He looks good. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm definitely against the comb over.
Definitely no comb over and no hairpiece.
Okay, I will tell you this. I am already thankful for having a smartphone because the other day I was in the post office and this dude had the most insane comb over I've ever seen. But he was like an older guy.
As crazy as you're just like, does that guy, he has no, to it know is. No, how insane.
It, like, it was like flipped up, so like half of his head was exposed anyway. And then it was like falling apart in the back, so it was like totally bald in the back. The worst comb over nightmare I've ever seen.
You're not fooling.
And I texted Janelle, I'm like, quick, he's walking out the door. Worst comb over ever. And she saw him, and I could not have done that before smartphone.
I thought you meant you took a picture.
No, that probably would have been even better. But at least Janelle got to
you
see it.
You texted Janelle. I thought you were going to say you took a picture.
Dang. I'm still new to this whole smartphone thing.
Oh, my gosh.
But Janelle got to see it.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Huh. At least he told your wife.
If I was holding up my phone taking, that'd be obvious,
though. Oh, dude, you can
though.
Totally... Dude, you need to learn the art of the stealth
the
photo
texting.
Take.
All right.
It's so easy.
See, I'm new at this.
Although they do make a sound.
Well, he is... I hope to see him again because he's at our local post office.
Oh, so this is like a local.
So it's very possible I may bump into this guy again.
Local comb over, man. All right, well, let's keep moving.
All right, keep on.
Here.
Good.
Mark Bolton writes, "Hey guys, Mark Bolton here. I'm sympathizing with Phil about getting a smartphone. I just got one for the first time yesterday.
Yeah.
Your podcast sounds 1,000 times better on it than my old phone. What were you listening to? Was one of those old like Nokia,
flip phone.
Like a flip Motorola flip phone.
Put it on speaker. That's nice. That's
just
my style.
Like,
you thought we were recording on a tin can before, probably.
A quick question. I feel like somebody has asked us this like 5 times, but we'll answer it again.
All right.
Which two fictional TV universes would you like to see cross? Mine would be the cast of Full House and Breaking Bad. That would be nuts. That would be scary. Terrifying. Love the show. Keep it up. Mine still is the same. I would like either like Beverly Hills 90210 and Buffy the Vampire Slayer put together, or Beverly Hills 90210 and Saved by the Bell, because and me in that universe.
I can see that.
I don't know. Well, because was a period where I was watching a lot of both, and then I would have dreams about like being with the 90210 gang in Sunnydale fighting vampires. So I had, like, the best of both worlds. Like, I'm a vampire fighter, and I'm with the 90210 gang. But I also, then I was thinking more, like, another good one with Buffy would be Veronica Mars, because I think Veronica Mars would be, like, the perfect Scooby gang member, because she would be, like, a perfect contributor, because she's, like, a crime-solving wizard.
Right.
And she can kick some butt. But, I mean, like, Buffy, like, her and Buffy, they could probably just completely wipe out. And they could solve crime at the same time.
All right. I'm going to go a three-way crossover here.
Okay.
For some reason, I've had A-Team stuck in my brain.
Yeah, what is going on with you and A-Team?
I've been seeing, like, the
A-Team
watching?
Have you been watching
A-Team? I haven't seen A-Team probably, like, a year. I haven't watched an episode, so.
Okay.
But okay, so
that's with the A-Team.
So I got the A-Team as the core here. I would like to mix Magnum PI in because you got the face and Magnum PI like handsome.
I feel like those had to have had a crossover.
There may have been, who knows? And then you also have like Higgins, who's kind of running the show there, and then you've got Hannibal running the show.
Yeah.
So you have their, and then I would
you
also
think they'd get along.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they conflict. Maybe,
I feel like
you know.
There'd be a lot of conflict.
And
going
then
on.
I would also add in MacGyver because they always have the scene in A-Team.
Whoa,
where like,
that's like the trio. But then to Quad to just top it all off, Airwolf.
Oh yes, because they got the vehicle.
That's everything.
Yeah,
that's it all. Oh, and why don't you just add Knight Rider?
Well, yeah, you might. I mean, if you're going down that path, all of those in one big like super movie
super team.
Yeah,
that would be like the Expendables of the 80s
yeah,
TV
exactly
shows.
Yeah,
why don't they do that? Because all those guys need work.
Yeah, I will watch that, dude.
Totally,
we've got it. All right,
and then they team up with the Expendables.
Yes,
So then, and then the Avengers show up. And then the Avengers show up.
And Justice League.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
All right. So that's mine. That's basically just everything. That's pretty much how you play, like, with your action figures as a kid. Like, they're just all thrown in there.
Why do they have expendable? They need, like, an Expendables, but for, like, supervillains.
Yeah.
Why don't they just start? Except most of the villains are dead.
Well, that's true. But they could be, like, a new character. Maybe, like, the actors that played them.
That's true.
All right.
Some of the guys, like, but, like, you could get, like, Ivan Drago and the Joker. And
that Joker
didn't die.
That's right.
But Heath Ledger died. But it's still the Joker. Still. The Joker's the Joker. He'll always. So the Joker, and then you would get, like, did Van Damme die in Expendables 2? I think he did.
I'm pretty sure he did. There's a lot of people that died. I can't remember which one did.
And then you would get, so we've got Drago and the Joker, Clubber Lang. So we got Rocky and Batman.
So yours is all just bad guys from Rocky
and
Batman.
Yeah,
and
Batman. And Lex Luthor. The bad guy from Commando. Like his twin brother. Because he's...
Plus Predator and Alien.
Alien and Predator, totally. And Albert... No, he died. Crap. They're all... See, all the good villains die. And Francis from Pee-wee's Big Adventure. I'm just looking around now.
Just looking at you're just saying
James
stuff on your
Van
wall.
James Vanderbeek's character from Angus. Rick Sandberg from Angus. The T-1000.
And Howard the Duck. Is he bad, good? I mean, he was kind of a perv, so, you know. He could go either way.
They totally had sex. Like, that happened.
Movie, there's no reason that movie should have gotten a PG, I can just say. Like... There's some disturbing things in that movie.
How does that...
Howard the Duck is like a whole podcast right there. That's the thing. We need to do a commentary on that someday.
No, we don't. I'm not watching that thing again. I know you like it.
All right, good question, Mark Bolton.
All right, Joe Cooley writes, "Hey, Phil and Brendo, in regards to visiting Western Montana, Denver is like 12 hours away. The closest major airport is..." Wait, is this Joe Cooley or is this Craig?
Well, it says Joe Cooley.
I might have written
that. But did you add the name incorrectly?
Yeah, I don't know. No, I think it is Joe Cooley. I don't know.
Well, let's see. We're not sure who this is attributed to.
Well, this is somebody. I'm pretty sure it is Joe Cooley.
All right, we'll try.
In regards to visiting Western Montana, Denver is like 12 hours away. The closest major airport is Spokane, Washington. I feel like it's got to be Craig from The Res, and
I think he's from Eastern Montana, isn't he?
I thought Joe Cooley was from Indiana or Alabama or...
Man. All right. We'll get to the bottom of this.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he is. I don't know. I feel bad. In regards to visiting Western Montana, Denver is like... Wait, I can look at the original email. I'll do that in a minute.
All right. We'll read it, and then we'll figure out who it's from.
Oh, crap. I closed the thing. The closest major airport is Spokane, Washington, about 4 hours. Also, Allegiant... has cheap flights twice a week from Las Vegas to Missoula and Kalispell, which is Glacier International.
All right.
Also, in the summer, they fly from LAX to Missoula.
Huh.
Still working on an itinerary, but I'm getting ready to go to Vegas next week to take some tests for the IRS.
No, this is totally Craig, because he's an IRS guy, a tax guy.
Yeah, I don't know why I put Joe Cooley. Well, it's because Joe Cooley, I think I had an MBWS email.
Ah, okay.
So it is Craig.
There we go, okay.
Anything I should do while I am here? Gonna try hit up the Pinball Hall of Fame and already have tickets to Cirque du Soleil and Penn and Teller. Oh, wow. See, what Cirque show did he... I want to know.
This is
Vegas?
Well,
I guess this is
Vegas?
Happening now because this was like last week. Yeah, there's like 4 Cirque shows, so I'm curious as to which one it is. Because there's Elvis, which I heard is terrible. There's Love, which is awesome. There's Zumanity, which is like the sexy one. there's Ka... And then I think there's another one now.
So it depends on which kind of Soleil experience
you
want.
What you're going for. I mean, if my Courtney is an Elvis fan, and even she did not. She said the Elvis one sucked.
I think there's a Michael Jackson
one now, too.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But Love is awesome.
Everyone likes Blue Man Group. I like their videos. I've never seen it live.
I would recommend, if you're in Vegas, going to the Goratorium. It is Eli Ross Haunted Attraction, which is open year-round, and I've heard it is amazing. And when Eli Ross is in town, he goes in there and scares people. Like, I think that'd be pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
I've heard really good things. It's, like, huge. It's, like, multiple stories. They spent tons of money. It's, like, one of the top haunted attractions in the country now. And I'm a big haunted attraction guy. So it's called the Goratorium. Highly recommend that. The other cool thing that I've always wanted to do, but I didn't get a chance to last time, is there's this, it's like a restaurant / bar, and it's underground, and it's like, it's made out of ice.
Ooh, that's cool.
Have to wear like a fur coat when you go in there, because it's like below, it's called like Sub-Zero or something. And then you can drink vodka out of a glass made of ice.
And, so it's like the Die Another Day restaurant.
Yes.
Nice.
Like, it's a real place. That's cool. It seems really cool.
I would say if you're going to walk through, like, just some hotels, cool stuff.
Oh, Venetian.
Luxor is cool. Venetian.
Where do they have the tigers and stuff? Well, that's Mandalay or
Mandalay
Mirage.
Bay.
Well, Mirage has, like, the tigers.
But Mandalay Bay is another good one to walk through.
Yeah.
Because they have, like, the aquarium there, too.
Oh, yeah. My favorite game to play is at MGM Grand. They have this horse racing game, and it's only a quarter, and you can play there for a long time, and if there's a lot of people, you can win a lot of money, and they still give you, like, drinks.
All right. Also, for me, all-time best buffet is the buffet at the Orleans, which is a little off the strip, but worth it for the buffet. Also, my favorite game is Penny Video Poker 100 play slot, or 100 play, where you get to, like, you know, bet up to 100 pennies on it, because I'm cheap, so I can make a dollar last for an hour.
My favorite, I agree that the Orleans is pretty good. My favorite restaurant, there is a New Mexico restaurant in the Palms. I had my 30th birthday dinner there. They have freaking stacked enchiladas like my grandma made, which some would call Santa Fe enchiladas, with green chilies. And they have sopapillas, and it's the freaking bomb. And, like, real sopapillas, like, that you usually can only get in New Mexico or in Colorado, certain parts of Colorado.
Right.
Like a Casa Bonita.
Yes, I have had them there.
They're freaking delicious, but the freaking Santa Fe enchiladas, the stacked enchiladas, they are the legit bomb. Because every time I've gotten them out here, they've been okay at best. It's impressive that a place not in New Mexico
has them.
And they're great. And then I also like the buffet at the Bellagio. It's pricey, but it is worth every penny. It is incredible. I went there with Derek and Ross last year when we went on our trip. Fantastic. And another super fun slot machine, if you want to play some slot machines. The slot machines now are like video games.
Yeah.
Like, they have all these, like, game within games. This one that was awesome, there's actually, I think Derek posted a video of me playing it. There's a Star Trek one where basically, as you're playing, you build up your, like, fleet of ships.
That's cool.
And then every, like, 10 minutes, you go into battle, and the more ships you have, the better you do in battle, and the better you do in battle, the more bonus you get. And, like, so it's pretty fun.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And just remember, you're always going to lose, so look at it as a game.
Have
you're
fun
spending
losing.
Money. Yeah.
Because you are going
to
lose.
But, like, you know, you would spend money to go to an arcade, or at least, you
true.
Know, people from our generation would. So
yes.
I see it as that. I want to go spend money on it. Don't,
yes.
you know. If you win something, that's great, but don't count on
also,
it.
Also, if when you go to Penn & Teller, they always stay after and do meet and greets after every show.
Yeah.
That's to me is really cool.
They're really cool.
They are awesome dudes. Like, unless if you get to see them live, like, this is their actual magic show.
Right, right.
Which I've always wanted to see, but we've seen them live
twice, because
they weren't there last year.
Okay. Well, anyway, the
we've
two times
we've seen
them
twice at
Comic-Con, really awesome.
They were awesome, and they did tricks both times.
So we have seen them do some magic,
but not like their full big old.
But I've watched
their big act,
right?
Well, they're not tricks; they're illusions.
Illusions.
They're illusions, Michael. All right, Phil, how do you feel about camping in a state or national park?
Love it. Done it many times.
If you can come 4th of July weekend, there is a big powwow with big prize money in R. Lee, which is actually closer to Missoula than me. How about camping not in a park, like the side of a river?
I mean, I'm okay with that.
Do you want to whitewater raft or go on a pleasant float?
I have done whitewater rafting
before. Have you gone on a float trip?
But I haven't done, like, a float.
I've done a float.
That's cool. Like, just down a river?
Yeah, you just chill.
I've done, like inner tubing, where you float down a river in inner tube.
Basically.
So I like that, but in a boat. That's cool.
Do you want to fish with a reel pole? Like, R-E-E-L? Or fly fish?
Let's see. I've never tried fly fishing.
Fly fishing is a lot of work. You gotta, like, do the, like, thing and make it, like...
And I'll be honest, I've gone fishing before.
Yeah.
It's not, like, my favorite thing in the world. Partly because I'm not a I like some seafood, but I'm not a huge, like, fish fan. So, it's not something I want to eat, necessarily. I like fishing. But
I like,
Audrey and Luke have been asking to try fishing, so I gotta do that, at least with them.
Yeah. You know, and you live in an area where I would think there's, like, some fishing.
Yeah, there's, like, there's some lakes at a regional park that you can go fishing at and stuff, so...
But yeah, I like fishing. I got really into it in Missouri because there was, like, rivers and lakes everywhere, and, like, people had ponds that they stocked.
Right.
And so, like, my friend had a pond that he stocked with catfish, and I like catfish. And then we also would go we'd go to Lake of the Ozarks and go crappie fishing, and we'd catch, like, tons of them, and then he'd fry them up, like, deep fry, and it was really good. You know what I always have wanted to do, and I've never done, is especially out here, growing up out here in San Diego, I'm surprised I never did do it, deep sea fishing.
See, and to me, like, I like the idea of going along on those.
I want to go on a boat.
The end product. Then I like to hang out, though.
I don't know, and, like, it's still such a funny scene when Joe versus Volcano, when he catches a giant hammerhead shark, except it's so ridiculous that because the shark's, like, roaring. It's like, rah! Right, I'm like, what sharks roar? But it is really funny.
That's a good movie. I haven't watched that in a long time. Such a good
movie.
Gosh.
What happened to Meg Ryan?
I don't know. She still does, like, some roles, doesn't she?
Yeah, I guess.
Addicted to Love.
Oh, my gosh.
Love that movie.
Great movie.
So, it's interesting. I don't know what's the 4th of July weekend looking like this year. I definitely plan to come out here, though, and hang out at some point in Montana.
I want to go to a powwow.
That sounds amazing. Now, let me know. Is this an annual thing? Because if it's something I could, like, plan for next year, you know, even if we can't make it to this year, that'd be pretty cool.
What kind of things do they do to powwow?
I don't know.
Do they make Indian fry bread up there, or is that just, like, a New Mexico thing? Because that stuff's good.
Because after what's the name of the movie that we watched?
Smoke Signals.
Smoke Signals. After watching them, like, the whole thing with the fry bread in there, I was like, oh, yeah. I want to try that. That looks delicious.
My grandma made it.
I don't think that, like, we could get...
And we have my grandma's best friend is, like, 75% Native American, like, Navajo. And so she made it, and, like, she was really cool, my Aunt Jenny.
But I don't feel like that's something that you could get else. There's not, like, a, like, Indian, like, Native American Indian restaurants, are there? Like, have there...
I don't know. If you go to, like, an Indian casino, do they have, like, a restaurant that's, like, Native American food?
Like, I've been to a few, and I think
it's... Well, they have, like, South American Native American, like, Oaxacan...
But I feel like in order to get that, like, that's...
Or, like, Peruvian, those are...
Yeah, that's true.
Peoples, but not, like, Native North American.
I think that's how we gotta do it. What would their
food be, like, corns?
I don't know, that's what we need to find out. That's why I want to go and check it out.
Fish.
Fry bread.
Fish and...
See, now don't... I'm not, like, saying I wouldn't eat fish. It's not that. It's just, you know... I don't know, I don't want it enough that I would want to go through.
If you're up in, like, Alaska, it's all, like, whale...
That's true, yeah. Yeah, I guess regionally, I guess it's a big difference. Did you eat the
frozen whale blubber?
Did I or would I?
Would you?
I would, you know.
In Idiot Abroad when he was eating, like, then they just were giving it to him raw and he was eating it.
I mean, here's the thing. I'll try any food, you know, I'm for the most part, as long as it's not alive. I'm not into eating something alive. I have no interest in doing that.
I've never, yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I'll give it a try, especially, like, at, like, a cultural experience. Like, going to a powwow, I'll try all that stuff. We went to a luau in Hawaii, which I realized probably the one... Well, the one we went to, they supposedly was, like, one of the more, you know, legitimate, like, mm-hmm. authentic ones. But I tried, like, all the... Like, the poi and all that kind of stuff.
Poi is gross.
Poi was not for me, but I tried it. You know... So, anyway, of course, if I was at something like that, I would definitely try it. So, anyway, let me know, because if that's an annual thing, that would be fun to plan for that. And who knows? Maybe even this year.
I got vacation. Montana's awesome.
Well, I definitely plan on going up there.
Well, I thought you guys would already have your summer vacation.
Well, we kind of do. We're kind of keeping it low-key this summer. We're going to do, like, we're going to go up to Monterey and San Jose and stuff, kind of just do a loop there, because we've done that before.
Go back to Winchester House?
Yeah, because Matthew's never gone. He's going to come with us. Our kids have never gone up there. So
we're going to go to Hearst Castle?
Might do Hearst Castle. That's probably the thing. I don't know how much the kids will like Hearst Castle as much. I don't know. We'll see. Because that's the kind of thing, like, once you're in there, like, you can't...
You're in there.
And Luke can't, like, freak out if we're looking at tapestries and, how, you know, there's nowhere to carry him back down to. So, I'm not sure on that one. But Winchester Mystery House, for sure. So, anyway. So we're probably going to keep do some low-key ones like that, kind of, you know, not spend so much.
Yeah.
But I don't know, if there's... If I can...
how you've already been on two vacations this year.
Well, yeah. But if we can find, like, cheap tickets, it might be fun to go out there, you know? I'll look into some of those deals. That's cool.
There you go.
All right.
Brendo Man writes, oh, that's me. Yeah. I just watched This Is 40 again, and I love it even more. Thank you, Judd Apatow. You are the best. Judd Apatow writes, thanks, Brendan. Now, if I could only write the next one. That's right, that happened. That was actually right before I almost died of carbon monoxide poisoning.
Well, that was it. Like, you know how you always say, like, something great happens, so I can die happy now?
Die.
That was it.
You get to die.
But I'm
so
glad
now I've gotten Twitter replies from Judd Apatow and Paul Feig.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah. And also, I just noticed that Judd Apatow's Twitter icon is the McKinley Viking.
Oh, it totally is.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that. That's funny.
Yeah. Does he, like, have that thing? I wouldn't want that in my house. It's scary. Alright, well, that does it for Reader Mail. Thank you, everybody. Don't forget, brendoman@gmail.com, or just go to radiobrendo.com, and you can send us a message. Click to contact us. Don't forget our sponsor, yes. audible.com. If you want a 30-day free trial with a free audiobook... Just for checking out that trial, sign up at audibletrial.com/brendoman. And there's lots of great audiobooks on there.
Very many.
Don't forget to listen to us on Stitcher. Just go to radiobrendo.com, click the Stitcher link. If you are in the Stitcher app and you haven't signed up yet, make sure you enter the code BRENDOMAN. And don't forget to thumbs us up. And share with your friends while you're listening. Any Kickstarter updates, Phil?
Yes. We just got, I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago, the final survey back in. Mm-hmm. So within the next couple days, probably, you know, Sunday or Monday, I will be making the order for the t-shirts.
Nice.
When that comes in, I'm also in, I'll make the order for the t-shirts, and I got to order the stickers, too. I could have done that earlier. I don't know why. Just didn't think about that yet. We got to make the order for the stickers. So, well, when that stuff comes in, we'll be sending it out with the books. And there's a few other things, like the Brendoman CD, which we'll probably just do those later because there's less of them, and that's not a big deal to just send out the CD separately. But that way we'll do the books and the shirts together. So I'll keep you posted on the progress there. I've actually ordered a few runs of shirts from this company that we're doing it through, and they came out really well. And they got them to me, and it was about 2 weeks, I think. So, you know, so somewhere in there, you know, we're getting there, but we will get those things out very soon. And tonight, after we are finished with the regular episode, we're going to be recording our commentary for Batman 89. And that was one of our stretch goals, so that will go out to all of everybody. Who backed it, yes. Everyone who backed it. It's a backer exclusive.
So if you didn't back us, you don't get it.
So, that's right. So that's exciting. So we got lots more Kickstarter stuff coming your way. Also, because we got the surveys all back, I have everyone's name so we can do the like backer VIP page.
Oh yeah.
So we'll assemble that and hopefully, you know, put that up. I'll have to assemble them all so that I'll give them to you. So anyway, that'll be going up fairly soon. So it's good stuff. We're keeping those Kickstarter rewards coming. Thank you again for backing.
And speaking of websites, if you want to host your website, don't forget, use promo code RadioBrendoMan when signing up with DreamHost, which is our official web host of RadioBrendo.com. It's a great, easy way to install WordPress, and they very affordable plans, and you will save $50 and get a free, in addition to the one free domain that's already included there, you will get a second free domain registration.
That is a fantastic deal.
Fantastic deal.
Now, a question in the chat here. People, Mike actually asked, are these really, like, are we really sponsored? Are these really our sponsors?
Yeah.
We're not just blowing smoke.
They're real sponsors.
Yes. So it's good. We really appreciate your support by going and checking out some of these things.
Yes.
So, thanks for the question.
What's next?
Oh, have us on your podcast.
Oh, yeah. If you want to, if we are always open for interviews and other stuff.
Blogs.
Guest hosting.
Whatever. Television shows.
Yeah.
Extras in movies, you know, you guys directors out there. Voiceover work. We'll do it. Whatever. We're down.
Totally.
Let us know.
Hit us up. I don't know, what's you got anything you want to talk about? You have Long Beach Comic Expo on here, and we already talked about
that. I just did brief updates, so I'm behind. Actually, I'm good, because I wanted to talk about Manta, but we got that in there. So.
Oh, cool.
So, we'll move along from mine.
Matt and I recorded a new Matt and Brendo's Wrestling Show on Wednesday, and that will be up tomorrow, hopefully.
You got something new as far as wrestling goes today, didn't you?
I did. You got me a Big Boss Man playing card, which is awesome.
That's fun.
In loving memory of Big Boss Man.
No.
So yeah, so that was fun. And then we are going to a wrestling show next week.
Nice.
Another MWE wrestling show.
Doing some interviews, maybe?
Definitely some interviews, but it is a fundraiser for CHOC.
Oh, nice.
Children's Hospital of Orange County, so... I'll even promote it on here. If you live in Orange County or Los Angeles area, it is at 6 p.m. at the Rinks in Huntington Beach. Bell time, 6 p.m.
So like a...
On Saturday the 25th. It is a
hockey rink. Okay.
Yes, and they actually... Because it's not ice hockey. It's... although I think they can do ice hockey there, but it's... Whenever we've been there, it's been street hockey.
Okay.
And so, they get the ring set up in the middle.
That's cool.
It's a very good venue for wrestling.
Mario in the chat wants to know, is your most recent Matt and Brendan wrestling show less than 4 hours?
It is.
Okay.
That was a special episode. It was a WrestleMania commentary. Nobody... Well,
wasn't your previous one? It was pretty good.
No, it's been like, they were like 2 hours. Right. One of them was maybe 3 hours. But right. The four-hour one, that's because it wasn't an actual
that's
episode.
Right.
It was a WrestleMania commentary, and we stated as such.
It doesn't sound like he's complaining. He just probably wants to know.
It's not a commentary. It's an episode.
And, you got more
time. And if you've been paying attention to the Facebook Twitter world, Derek announced it. Popsicle's coming back this summer. It's happening.
Pretty exciting. I know there's some people in the... Internet that are excited.
It seems like it. It's you know, people seem to be excited. I'm pretty excited. Derek's plan is to record every other week, and we have a new theme song by
Ooh,
Matt
new
Cruz.
One. Okay.
Well, we're gonna still have the same closing song, but
okay.
The new one because we I think it might be a good idea to get away from having copyrighted.
That's not the worst idea.
But with Matt Cruz, and then replacing Gates, who is busy and probably can't be tied into another podcast at this time, will be Matt Benson.
Oh, nice. Okay. Very cool.
So we're just, yeah.
So I have to say too, I don't know, I'm not sure if Derek ever listens to this show when he's not in the chat room, but I mentioned briefly last week that I got to hang out with him a bit at Long Beach.
Yeah.
It was really cool to do that. Like, I've never gotten to hang out with Derek, just me and him before.
And it wasn't all awkward, like George and Elaine?
No, it wasn't. I thought it might be, because I've never hung out with him before, but he's a really cool guy. I mean, I've known he's a cool guy before, but, yeah. You know, but getting to hang out with him one-on-one, it was good. So, if you're listening, Derek, that was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad.
So I'm glad to hear Popsicle's coming back.
Popsicle's coming back.
Very good.
And that should be fun. We will continue doing Disney Adventures until Derek runs out of them. And Derek's got some other new tricks up his sleeve. All right. I believe we're working on some new material. And I'll just be doing the same thing I always do.
That's good stuff, though.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Let's see. Moving on to books, real quick.
Yeah, I didn't update my books, but I can do that live.
I want to talk about this. I read The Casual Vacancy, J.K. Rowling's new book
for
an adult audience. I really liked it, actually. I liked it a lot, and it's basically like this small town in England, and like all the characters, and like basically it starts off with the reason why it's called The Casual Vacancy is because there is a vacancy in the city council because one of the council members dies at the very beginning, and then it's kind of all this drama that ensues, and like you meet all these characters and then their lives just intersect in all these ways, and it all heads towards this conclusion. It's really good. But I feel like at times JK was trying a little too hard to be like, this is me writing for an adult audience.
Okay.
Trying a little too hard, and it also took a little bit of time to get going. But once it got going, I really liked it. I enjoyed like the last couple hundred pages. Like I read like in one day.
So not bad for a first go at an adult audience.
Especially, and I'm excited to see what she does next. And I think there are already plans in place to turn this into like a miniseries, like a Masterpiece Theater kind of deal, and that's, I think, cool. That would work extremely well, because it is very a character-driven piece, and like there's like adult characters, and then there's like teenagers, and I like the kids a lot, and like, but the adults pretty good too, but like the kids, she's knows
good at writing how kids. Yeah.
To, and like, but like these are like teenagers, like high school age kids, and she's really great. She really knows how to write kids. Like, believable kid characters. I really enjoyed it. And then I read WrestleMania Inside Story, and because this was back in preparation for WrestleMania.
Right.
And it's funny because this one was, like, in 2000. It was, like, shortly after WrestleMania 2000. And they were still kind of in the realm of, like, not completely lifting the curtain on the... So there's still some things in there which I know are not true, but they're trying to pass... Like, they were still trying to claim that they had WrestleMania 7. So the whole thing with WrestleMania 7 is the main event. It was when Sergeant Slaughter was a bad guy and he turned against America and was like... This was during the Gulf War and he supported Iraq.
Oh my gosh.
And, yeah, you can imagine, like, and so Hulk Hogan's fighting for good, and so WrestleMania 7 was in Los Angeles. It was supposed to be at the, the Forum.
Okay.
Or maybe the Coliseum, no, because they moved it. No, it was supposed to be at the Coliseum, I think. Yeah, the Coliseum or the Forum, one of those. I think the Coliseum. And they'd only sold 16,000 out of 64,000 seats.
Oh my gosh.
So they moved it for security reasons.
Of course.
To the sports arena right next door, which immediately made it a sellout event.
Right.
And they still, in that book, claim that it was because of death threats and bomb threats. And I'm like, it's not because you had like 44,000 unsold tickets.
Totally death threats, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, so, and now...
And how would that change if you move next door?
Yeah, like, exactly. It makes no sense. At the time, at a kid, I totally bought it. But, like, and now they have come clean about that.
Yeah.
But, like, they were still kind of. That's funny. Then, there's a few other things. There's a few other things in there. Like, they still are passing off the completely unrealist, inflated WrestleMania 3 audience, which there's been much debated. But it's, everybody's pretty conclusive that there's no way that that figure that they say, and they still try to say that it was like 93,000. I don't think that's true. Really don't. The other thing, trying to think of what else. Oh, I don't know, it's a little bit inside baseball, but WrestleMania 9, Hulk Hogan came to the ring and he had like this black eye.
Okay.
There's been much speculation about what happened. He claims, and in that book, claims that it was a jet ski accident. That just happened to happen the day before you're going to be at WrestleMania. I don't know if you would be jet skiing the day before WrestleMania. And the real reason, supposedly, and this is what I have heard, this seems to be the accepted version of what happened, is that he was punched in the face by Randy Savage.
Hmm. All right.
Because it definitely looks like somebody punched him in the face.
Yeah, because jet ski, I don't know. I mean, I suppose it's possible.
I don't know. You look at that, it definitely looks like he got punched in the face.
Interesting.
So, again, like, they say some certain things in there. There's certain things that aren't quite true. So I feel like they were still kind of glossing over things.
Mario tells you, don't forget to save your wrestling for your other podcasts.
That's true. I am. I'm just talking about books.
I know. It's good. It's good.
So, all right. And then I'm still reading my Bookie Wook, almost getting there, getting done. It's very entertaining, and it's very, like, I have a lot of respect. I like Russell Brand. I know a lot of people don't seem to like him or think he's annoying. But listening to his story, listening to his battle with addiction and, like, his recovery and just, I don't know. So when I was up there for the Terry Gilliam thing and I was walking back to my car, I'm 99% sure that I saw him coming out of a bar on Sunset, but he was on the other side of the street, so I didn't want to, because otherwise I totally would have, like, not had an altercation with him, but I would have said something. Like, I would have said, well, because one, I'd also just heard him on Kevin Smith's on Smodcast, and he was awesome. Right. But I would have said, hey, you're really awesome on Smodcast. I know Brian Lynch, so that would have been my in real quick. And then I would have been like, what was the deal with your security? I have to know. It's like bothering. I feel like it's going to bother me forever.
He wouldn't even recognize you now with no beard.
That's true. But I still need to know, like, what was the deal with that? Because it really bothered me, because I've never felt, I don't know. It really, I've never felt like so, like, I don't want to say dehumanized or like treated poorly, or I don't know what that was.
You're just not used to being the bad guy.
I'm not a bad guy. I wasn't, I don't know. It bothers me.
We may never know.
Never know.
But he wrote a good book.
He did. So yeah, that's good. And then I started a new book.
Okay.
After I finished, I checked out the Book of Zines again, and it's like a best of collection of,
okay.
And there's some hilarious articles in there and like really cool stuff. One of them is this guy that like got on to Geraldo, and you know how like you ask questions, like when Matt asked the question,
right.
In the audience. So basically what he did to get on was he told the screener like a question that he would get him on, and then. And then he changed a different the question. One. And so there was these guys that were twins. And one of the twins, like, while the one of them was on a fishing trip, like, slept with the guy's girlfriend, like, the other twin's girlfriend.
Okay. Sounds like a classic Geraldo.
So the guy, he had told the screener, like, some typical question. And then when Geraldo actually, like, came to him, he's like, it's really funny. He said, Since you guys, I'd heard stories, like, of twins that, like, if one of you gets hurt, the other one can feel it. So, why didn't you feel it? Did you know that you were getting cheated on because you're twin? Like, could you feel it?
And the twin, like the Corsican brothers.
And the twin actually said, like, it doesn't work that way. Like, the fact that he even, and then, like, Geraldo looked pretty, and so the guy just to kind of get back in, he did, like, with the typical, like, Geraldo audience member where one of the other ladies, he's like, oh, and that lady, she makes me sick. So the whole thing's like, ah, just so you can get it back on his side. And then he said something else, and then Geraldo's like, all right, buddy, sit down, all right, buddy.
You had it.
That we should tell the Roseanne question.
Yeah, that was because we were doing our thing where we were getting paid to be audience members for the Roseanne Barr's talk show. Because they're having a hard time filling seats for that, believe it or not. And I asked a question, and mine did not make it on.
Yeah.
Although I thought mine was really funny, and it made her laugh.
Wasn't yours like a...
I was just being dumb, and I said, like, do you date younger men? Or yeah. Something like that. And it made her laugh, and she said, I can't remember, like, you don't want to mess with me, honey, or something like that. Whatever it was. Didn't make it on the show. But Matt Moss, my roommate, asked, what was it about?
It was...
Because
Miss Cleo, they had just gone out of business, the Psychic Friends Network. And she's like, and he's like, if they were really, wouldn't they have been able to...
Yeah, didn't they see that coming? And so he got on with that question. So... Somewhere out there, if you see any old reruns of the Roseanne,
we're all on that.
You can see us all very clearly.
We need to find that.
Did we tape it? Did someone tape it? I know I saw it afterwards. I don't know, because
we did see it because somebody had it. I feel like Matt's mom taped it. Maybe
so.
Because we need to find that because that's like 18-year-old Brendo. Yeah.
Like me wearing my TV shirt. I had a shirt I wore to every TV taping we ever did. Like a bright yellow and blue,
and it's like
one.
Strapping young Phil. Yeah, like, and
I mean that was in my
that was me,
physical
you,
condition.
Phil, Rick, Jeb.
Yeah, Matt.
Yeah. Oh man, we gotta find that.
I think Steve.
Steve was there. Yeah. Us.
So yeah, I mean we did Roseanne. I think I know you can see us all in that
match game.
I don't know how well you can see us in that. Oh my gosh, that one was.
And if you can, I'm pretty sure, like, one of them, like, I'm pretty sure we might have gotten that show thrown out because, like, I fell asleep.
Show was so boring.
And Phil was, like, reading a book.
I'm like, I can't take it. Like,
you brought, like, your homework.
It was that bad. And then, I mean, we were excited when we went in, but it was bad. And then we also did...
Real time
Bill Maher.
Oh, wait, no, it was Politically Incorrect back then.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The one with Donny Osmond, and my mom was insanely jealous.
Yeah. Also, he wears a ton of stage makeup.
So much.
Like, he looks like a clown up close.
Bill Maher does, yeah.
Seriously,
it
yes.
It was nuts.
Anyway, so we're on a number of old TV shows. There's probably some more out there.
Yeah. Well, Roseanne, it was like five episodes.
Right, and we got several close-ups. Like, you can definitely see us on that one. So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I just remember that was another time we saw Penn & Teller. Because they had the bear suit guy.
That's right.
There was the bear suit guy. He had made a bear-proof suit, and they beat him up with a baseball bat. Didn't they take like a chainsaw? Like
I can't remember.
He was doing some crazy stuff.
Yeah,
like they were beating the crap out of him.
I forgot we saw them on that too.
Yeah, so we've seen him a few times.
Yeah. Plus, we saw was it Bare Naked Ladies?
It was Bare Naked Ladies, Cherry Poppin' Daddies,
John Lovitz,
Melanie Griffith, Louie.
Yeah.
Remember, because Louis passed out his kid's book.
Yep.
Louis Anderson. Louis C.K.
Well, yes, I
know. Who else was on those? I don't know, probably some rando.
Those were fun, though. I mean, I don't know. I guess she wasn't the best, like, TV. Well, that was the other thing, is we got to see her in between takes. Remember, she was, like, crazy?
She was
like, yelling at her, like, assistants
and
the pages and
stuff. She was like, I need more, like, some kind of food.
Whatever food she wanted, and they didn't get it to her fast enough, and it wasn't
right. But I just remember there were giant bowls of candy, so we were grabbing candy. And they were like, that's Roseanne's candy. We're like,
and she would, like, yell at them in between takes and then, like, turn on the sweep for the camera. But she was, like, crazy, like total bipolar on that show.
Yeah.
So, which probably doesn't come as a big surprise to anyone who's ever, you know.
She's still really funny.
She's still really, really funny. She's really been funny as on The Office.
Oh my gosh,
I gotta say. I know Office has been hit and miss, but she's been really good.
I was also, like, not not disappointed with, like, how dirty she, like, she told us. I remember, like, in between takes, she told some really dirty jokes.
Yes.
They were so funny,
she
though.
She was playing, like, nice TV hosting.
And then she would tell, like, these really dirty jokes.
Yep.
And, but I just remember all the candy.
Yeah. And, because out in the
waiting. I remember I had an entire pocket full of atomic fireballs.
Yeah, fireball. That's random. I totally remember that. And we got paid like $45 a pop to do a show, so that's a pretty good deal.
We made like a pretty good bunch of money for the week. Those are fun
times.
There's
worse ways to make $45.
Yeah. Although that match game. Because I remember we couldn't even get into one because we went out because we were so like bored during the lunch break. We came back too late.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let us in.
But it was not,
Ugh. We were just like, let's go. And then that's how we got the tickets to Bill Maher.
To Bill Maher, yeah.
Because we're like, let's go over there.
Anything's better than this.
That was just me, you, and Kendra.
Yeah, by then, because I remember like some people left. And we went on multiple days, too. So, anyway. Oh, I'm also on an episode of The Price is Right. I don't know if you went to that one with us or not.
I'm on X-Files.
Yep.
Choking My Roommate. Oh, Man on the Moon.
Yeah, Man on the Moon. Although I have not quite been able to ever spot us. We're in the crowd, but I don't know.
If anybody, you should have been able to see Jeb, and I couldn't even find Jeb.
Yeah, plus I was wearing my bright yellow
shirt. Jeb had like his shirt off.
Yeah, and then we had the sign.
Jeb had like a giant cowboy hat and like was this. Because they were there, like, they thought he, I mean, of course, it's Jeb, so they're like, you're a typical redneck.
Right. You totally fit. Well, anyway, so if you look hard enough, we're out there. We used to have more time for that.
Yeah.
All
right, so what are we talking about?
Oh, we're in the middle of books. I don't know how we got on all that. Oh, Wool Omnibus. You ever haven't talked about it?
Wow,
who knows? Who knows?
Oh, yeah, so Wool Omnibus. I was talking about Russell Brand and...
Yeah. Tangent.
Russell Brand, not Russell, Wool Omnibus. Wool Omnibus. So it's this book, Wool. It's a science fiction book, and I've only read the first section, but it takes place in like the future. It's an apocalyptic future, and these people, they're in like this giant underground silo.
Okay.
And so it's this whole civilization in an underground silo, and like the first story starts with you find out that like there's these cameras to the outside world, and that's how they can still see, and like it's all desolate and ruined out there, and if you go outside you die because of the pollution. And every like 3 years they send somebody either by force or they choose to like go outside and clean the cameras, and then they die outside.
Whoa, that's cool.
And that's
cool.
The setup to
this
whole universe and world. So I just finished the first story, which I won't say because it's a spoiler if I even start talking about it. And then I'm on the second section.
That's cool.
And it's really cool.
All right, well, I already talked about The White Mountains, which is the first book in the Tripod.
So
but I also finished The City of Gold and Lead. I haven't updated this, but I finished The City of Gold and Lead, which is the second one. Mm. You have not gotten yet.
No.
But it's awesome. Like I said, if anything, it's even better. Like, it just, I don't want to spoil anything, but I love the direction that it goes. And then I started the third one, which is also awesome. So, that's for our book club. If you want to join our book club, go to RadioBrendo.com and click book club at the top.
What is Jeremy Thatcher Dragon Hatcher?
Okay, so that's one I'm currently reading. It's by Bruce Colville, who did like the My Teacher is Alien one.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually one that my brother Matthew has been trying to get me to read for like years. And it's good so far. It's in the title, Jeremy Thatcher Dragon Hatcher. It's a kid who hatches a dragon and, you know, mayhem ensues. I also finished The Search for Delicious, which was really good. That's the one by the author of Tug Everlasting. Turned out to be really good. Like, kind of fantasy, almost like... why can't I think of what it's called? Pilgrim's Progress type thing.
Hey, what's more depressing? Tug Everlasting or Bridge of Terabithia?
I think...
I refused, as much as I wanted to, I could not watch that movie when it came out.
No,
I just couldn't do it.
I think maybe Bridge of Terabithia, but that's a tough one.
I could not watch that movie. I still couldn't watch that movie.
So sad.
It's so sad.
But this one was not sad at all. Totally That's different. But
That's why I couldn't watch Tuck Everlasting, the movie.
But it was really well done.
If I know it's going to be sad, I can't do it.
What are you? What is it called? Like Pilgrim's Progress. What is that? Why can't I think of what it's called?
Talking about Pilgrim's Progress?
Yes. No. But that type of story. Gosh, somebody help me out here. You know, where like their character's name is what they are. Like, oh,
I forgot. I don't know. It's like some boring English class.
It's kind of like that. Whatever that's called, I'll think of it later and it'll come to me. I also read Liar Liar Pants on Fire.
What the heck is that?
That's a Gordon Corman book. Remember he did it's actually one of his like ones for like younger elementary kids. But I picked it up with a bunch of other books at a used bookstore for like a quarter, and I was like, I'll read it. It's fun. I like Gordon Corman.
How about we skip ahead to video games because you have like 8 million
video games. Yeah, let's do that. We'll do video games.
Oh so that's my books. Gosh.
I'll go fast through video games, I promise.
I don't know, dude. Well, I'll meet you mine real quick then.
But you did get new vinyl, though. You have to tell real quick
I
you get vinyl.
I did new vinyl. Oh, yeah, I did. Phil got me my birthday present. So in addition to a Big Boss Man trading card, not even trading card, a playing card, and Spice Girls action figures.
Yep.
Like the little ones, because I have... You know those Spice Girls dolls are worth like $100 a piece? The big ones, and I have all of them. I believe that. Because that's what they were going for, and that's how much they're selling for at Meltdown. And I asked the guy, I'm like, do people actually buy those? He goes, oh yeah.
But these like, were like later
these are
ones,
like small ones, because small it's ones. Pre, it's after Ginger left.
Yeah.
Because she's not. At first, we thought maybe she was missing, but she's not even on the box.
Right, she's not in the artwork or anything. Yeah,
and it was '98, and that's when because that was during their U.S. tour.
Yep.
And their one U.S. Well, now they came back to U.S. But at the time, that was their one U.S. tour. And I missed my first day of school. Well, not school, like, but the
orientation or whatever, thing. Yeah.
Yep. And because of that, Arben's got the good bunk.
And history was made. So you got the toys.
Yeah, and I got an Echoing Green vinyl single. It's like a single, maxi single.
Yeah, well, it's like remixes on, you know. I mean, it's full length.
I'm a big Echoing Green fan, and it comes with a CD.
Yes.
So best got it both.
So you can listen to it already. Echoing Green's really good, like, electronic type band.
Yeah, which...
Very cool.
We've had play...
Yes, at one of our shows.
One time.
I've seen them a couple of times, but I think we booked them once.
Mike introduced me to them.
Because they're from New Mexico.
They are from New Mexico. But Mike's a huge Echoing Green fan. That's where I'd heard them. It was funny. I didn't know their name, but Mike had put them on a bunch of mixes. And then when they was at that show and they played, I was like, this is that band that Mike has. Yeah. Like, all their CDs.
They're really good. And they're still putting stuff out. So.
Yeah, and it's a husband and wife. And that I'd always
They're actually cool. not.
Oh.
They're not married. He's married to someone else. There's a girl and a guy in the band, but they're not married.
No, Viva Voce.
Viva Voce has been a wife, yeah. So, anyway, if you like electronic music, you should listen to the Echoing Green. All right. Video games.
So, I'm still playing WWE 13.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get to WrestleMania in my season. And my Brendo Man Wrestling Federation, we're going strong. Nice. We just got some new hires. And I lost the championship belt to Daniel Bryan, who's my favorite wrestler, so I felt that was honorable. I've been in a bitter feud with Shane McMahon, Vince McMahon's son, and he jumped me my last match. And I'm also feuding with Daniel Bryan.
All right.
So that's been exciting. And I've been feuding with my former tag team partner, Bret Hart.
Ugh.
Jerk. he turned his back on me. I got Batman. I'm still playing Batman Arkham Asylum.
That's when the Derek got you, right?
Yes. Okay. It's a lot of fun. I haven't played it a lot lately, but for a while I was playing this a lot. It's called Bombermine. And it's like massively online. You can go online on Bombermine.com. And it's like 100 people online, and it's just insanity. And you play Bomberman.
Yeah. Was it you that sent me the link, or did my brother send
it to you? I sent it to you, but you said your brother had already sent it to you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure when it popped up, like, a few people sent it to me.
Yeah, well, because you're like the Bomberman.
I love Bomberman.
You and Anthony, you're like, I would love to see you guys go head-to-head.
That would be fun.
Because I still don't know if anybody can beat Anthony, but I don't know if anybody can beat you.
I would like to play with Anthony.
So that would be an interesting challenge. Because Anthony has the Super Nintendo, like, if he has a he has the four player setup.
Oh, see, I still have not gotten that.
Oh, you still don't have the adapter.
I don't have the adapter. One of these
days. You should have bought the one.
I can't believe I passed up on it. Where were we?
We were in Oregon.
In Oregon. The only thing, though, is
it was expensive.
It was expensive, and I had a limited funds to go, like, buy albums and stuff. And I was able to buy a lot of CDs, so that was, it was worth saving.
It was funny to watch you agonize over it.
It was tough. We found
that awesome video game store because they had a bunch of cool stuff. They had like a bunch of Famicom games. They had like some other cool stuff. That was the close. I thought we were going to find Animal Crossing cards.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Those places.
I really thought we were going to. And the guy even said he's like, he had some and he had just sold a bunch of them.
Yeah.
So I was like,
those were the right places.
Because I could tell, like, Phil was like, oh, we're getting close. This is it.
I can feel it. We'd
found a couple random stores, like, up there. It was, like, some weird malls.
Yeah, there were some cool places. That was a fun trip.
Oh, that was a great trip.
We'll have to do more detail on that trip someday.
And then I guess I haven't put this on here, but I'm playing Tapped Out. Whacking Day just ended, and I got up to 8,000 snakes. And you needed 10,000, so I got almost all the prizes for that, but I did not get the Springfield Coliseum, and now if you want to get it, it's like 150 donuts, but you have to buy donuts. I am not buying
donuts. Don't do it.
Not doing it.
Don't do it.
But I might get it in a mystery box someday. I've been gotten a couple cool things in mystery boxes, but I've been having fun playing it. My Springfield's coming along pretty nicely. And then when I'm not playing that, I am playing... And this is... I think you should get this because you like puzzle games.
Okay.
And this is like such a fun, addictive puzzle game. Candy Crush Saga. It is a lot of fun. It's kind of like Bejeweled, but there's... It's like... It's you know, just... I think you should... It's free.
I like puzzle games.
It's
and
puzzle.
I like free.
It's fun. And you like Bejeweled. I really enjoy it. And it's... The difficulty goes up. I'm on like... I'll get to, like, some of these later. Like, I'm on, like, level 32, which I found out isn't even that high. But once you get past, like, 20-something, and it took me, like, on level 30 took me, like, 3 weeks to finally beat. And I think it was pure luck.
Right.
And now I'm stuck on level 32, and I've been on 32 for the last 3 days. They're such bastards. Like, now every game is like this. They try to get you to buy more lives, because, like... After you get 5 lives to like try, and then people can send them to you, or you can buy them. And then if you don't, you have to wait like every 10 minutes or 20 minutes to get a new life. But you can only have 5.
Well, having been playing a few, you know, smartphone type games now, it amazes me.
Kind of annoying.
I mean, okay, I've been playing a lot of Scrabble, you know?
Yeah.
Free Scrabble. And they're like, upgrade your board to the fancy-looking board. And, like, who's paying real money to make your Scrabble board look different? But I know people are.
Yeah.
But why?
Do you have Words with Friends? We should get on that.
I haven't gotten that yet, but Scrabble's kind of the same thing, so I've been playing a lot of that.
Scrabble? I should get on that.
I like a lot. Janelle's been, like, super into it. We've been playing
all right, then maybe I should...
So, you should do... I mean, I could do Words with Friends, too,
yeah, but Scrabble.
I mean, it's the same...
It's the same thing.
Same thing. And the game works really cool. I like the way that you play with online with other people and stuff, so...
I stopped playing for a while because I know there was a couple friends where, and I found out that they were doing it because I sounded that were cheating, and I'm like, what's the point of doing that? Good job. Like,
how did they cheat?
There are freaking apps
that you can
tell how many what tiles you have, and
it'll tell you
what to use.
How is that fun?
It's not.
That's like, I don't understand.
I know. It's like snaking.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what's the fun in that?
Good job. You can cheat.
Yeah. So you have not yet started Shadow of the Colossus.
I haven't really had a lot of time to play games.
Well, you said you were going to play Batman and then that, so that's good that you've played
Still on WWE 13, man.
That's all right. You'll get there. They're great games, though. I can't wait for you to play them.
I played Shadow of the Colossus, and I've watched you play Ico.
Yes, but you until you've played it yourself. All right.
So that new one, the last story,
yeah, I don't know
never
what's...
coming out.
Wait, they've confirmed it's never coming
out?
He
left Sony.
So that we're never going to get to see that?
No.
That's horrible. I thought there was still a chance.
Gone.
Oh, no.
He left Sony.
Are you serious?
He just... And Sony owns the game, but he never finished it, and he says he won't do it, and I think that's it.
That's horrible. I thought it was just, like, in limbo.
No.
I didn't know it was, like, really, really dead.
I think it's dead.
Oh.
Josh said something that there might be a new Katamari game, though.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I love Katamari.
Love it. I have the PlayStation 3 one that I haven't even played yet.
I just got the poster from Brendo that the Buttersafe guys who do the Katamari comic signed to me, which was really, really cool. So thank you for that.
And that's special because they didn't sign mine to me.
Yeah, mine's signed to me. So I have some video games.
You have a freaking ton of
I'm going to go fast, though. Like, I'll go really fast.
Wow, if you put, like, Wii U. Like,
well, that's how long it's been since we've gone over video games. I'll go quickly. But I do have a Wii U. I still only have the two games for it.
Hey, so is it true, like, somebody told me that last month, like, this month, I think in May, they did not release any games?
That may be.
How do you have a month with no games for a
brand new system? Well,
I'm
sure there was, like, some shovelware.
No, he was saying there is no releases.
I don't know. It's possible.
I don't know. How does that happen?
I don't know. But... the ones that I do have are still fun. Nintendo Land is good.
Have you unlocked everything?
I have not unlocked everything. I've unlocked a ton, though. But I've had a lot of fun with it. There's a lot of stuff in it. And then New Super Mario U, I'm still playing through that. I don't know if you saw, they just announced that they... Or not just announced, but they announced, like, price points for the new Super Luigi U, I think it is. So it's just kind of like a sort of like an add-on. What do you call it? Pack?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that?
DLC,
but you can also buy a physical copy. Adam Wells was giving me a hard time about, am I going to buy the physical copy and pay $10 more to have the physical copy? And yes, of course I am.
So dumb.
Because then I want the physical copy. So anyway, I've been having a lot of fun with that. The kids really like the Mario ones too, because they can play and they like watching it with me too. Just like I'll do it sometimes, like when they're eating lunch, I'll, like, play it so they can, like, while they're eating lunch, and they'll, like, cheer me on. And if I don't make it, they're like, try again, Daddy, try again. So, that's been fun.
Speaking of your kids, they genuinely were terrified.
Yeah.
When I came.
Okay, so we hung out with Brendo tonight, and my kids haven't seen him in a long time. Not in a long time, it's been several months, probably.
A few months.
So, and they were like, they've been talking about, like, over the last, like, several weeks, like, hey, when are we going to see Uncle Brendo? And so, we've been saying, like, oh, when we go down to San Diego, we're going to see Uncle Brendo. They're getting all excited about it. And then, like, on the drive to the restaurant where we met Brendo, Audrey literally said, I can't wait to see Uncle Brendo. He's my best, I think he said, he's my best guy I've ever met, or something like that. And, like, Luke is talking about it, and they're all excited. When we got to the restaurant first, so we're sitting in a booth waiting for him, and they're like, I can't wait to see Uncle Brendo. And then Brendan walks in, and, you know, he's, like, 70 pounds lighter and no beard, and they looked at him like they didn't believe me it was Uncle Brendo. And for the first, like, 5 minutes at least,
they were silent.
They were staring. They wouldn't talk to him. And, like, I made them close their eyes and had Brendan talk. I'm like, see, it's the same voice. And eventually, like, they warmed up eventually, but they were freaked out. I don't think they're like, who is this guy? Like, I thought Uncle Brendo was coming.
What are you doing, Dad?
This dude with no beard.
It's like that Simpsons where they get they get Barney to be the Krusty Clown impersonator, and he's like, and Bart's like, that's not Krusty the Clown, and Barney's like, of course I'm Crunchy the Clown, Bart.
Right. Right. Like, they seriously thought I had brought in a Brendo impersonator.
Hey, I'm Brendo.
Like, you're not my little Brendo. So, anyway, they warmed up, though. And by the end, they were like, hey, you know.
But Luke was definitely.
He was, like, freaked out, I think.
Because
like,
I
was,
sat
like,
down next to him.
Yeah,
like,
he wouldn't, like, say
stranger?
Hi, like, at first. And
that
was pretty funny.
Kids.
So, in fact, when I have, because I have shaved my beard off and on. I've always, like, made sure they could, like, I do it in the bathroom and, like, have them watch so they can see, like, this is Daddy still, you know.
Cause, well, because, like, when Audrey was a baby, I had the crazy beard.
Right, like, the big old
she,
beard.
And I ended up shaving that a little bit because she would, like...
She would tug that thing.
She
get her hands
grab
in there.
On. And... I remember because she used to grab at your chest.
Oh, chest hair. Audrey would grab at anything, so... Anyway, that was pretty funny, though.
Yeah.
I really think that they were freaked out. Like, they were. You look like Uncle Brando, but you're not the same anymore.
I remember the most I ever got scared when I was a little kid was my mom dressed up in a witch outfit. And she had, like, a... And she came down the stairs, and I just started screaming. And I was like, you are not my mom. What happened to my mom? Who is this witch in our house? And to the point where she had to go in a different costume, like completely.
Well, and if you think about it, like had we just been introducing them to someone new, they were like, "Oh, here's someone new." But they had this picture in their brain of Uncle Brendan coming in, and then,
I don't think they've ever seen me clean shaven.
No, I don't think so.
Not to mention, that I guess I have lost a lot of weight. So that made me feel good.
So definitely. So there you go. You're not even recognizable. So anyway, that was pretty funny.
To a four-year-old.
Well, and a two-year-old.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm going to go through these fast because there's a lot of ones that I played a bunch of and it's been a while, but I did finish Golden Sun Dark Dawn and I got 100% everything, unlocked everything, got every single hidden secret thing.
It's a lot.
It was a lot. I spent a lot of hours on that one. I played some Tetris Axis on 3DS. I played through and beat Super Scribblenauts, which is awesome.
So what's like the craziest thing you did in Super Scribblenauts that you did not think you'd be able to do?
Well, my favorite thing is like... Just, I mean, first of all, I think everyone goes for, like, having different stuff fight. So, I'm the biggest monsters you can come up with. I made, like, a giant Cthulhu, battle a giant squid and stuff. Like, those are probably my favorites. Or, like, a vampire, battle a zombie. I mean, like, you know, honestly, most of the time when I'm not actually solving the puzzles, it's coming up with stuff to fight each other.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's just really, really cool. Because, you know, I mean, you can add, like, adjectives now, so you can make different colors. That one is also fun, too, like, just with the kids. Because I'll just sit there and they'll say, oh, Daddy, make this. And then I type it in and it's there. And they couldn't believe, like, I could just make it appear. So that's a really fun one. Let's see. Oh, also the kids have gotten, like, super into the Just Dance games.
I just kicked the microphone, sorry.
So we got Just Dance Kids and Just Dance Disney, and they are really cute with that. And that's also been some of Janelle's exercise stuff she's been doing.
Nice.
I got Professor Layton and the Mask of Miracle, which is a 3DS one. I'm still playing through that. I've spent about 140 hours on Fire Emblem Awakening for 3DS. I have not. I'm at like the second to last campaign, but I'm also going through some of the like side ones, and I've been like, you know, battling people that I tagged and stuff like that. Been playing a little Clubhouse games on my DS.
Wow, classic.
Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon on 3DS, which is awesome. I've been, like, the online is really fun with that, as well as, like, the single player. I've been doing Wii Fit for my exercise. And then, through a little mishap, we bought my sister a 3DS points card, you know, to download stuff. And she kept it for a long time, and she, like, kind of jacked it up so that when we scraped off her little code, you couldn't read it anymore. Like, you could get out of 16 numbers, I think I got, like, 12. But I couldn't get those last four numbers, and I was not going to go through, you know, 1,000 numbers to figure out what it was. So, I called Nintendo. They were actually really cool about it, and they credited me for the $20. But they did it to my 3DS because my sister's wasn't there. So, I got some download games.
Nice.
So I got Pushmo, which I don't know if you've heard of that one. It's like a really fun, like, 3D puzzle game. Like, there's all these blocks, and you have a little guy that goes in and, like, pulls them and pushes them, and you get through it.
Somebody's writing something.
It's really fun. Quinn is excited about the, it looks like Luigi's Mansion, and maybe Pushmo. Oh, yeah, I think he's talking about Pushmo. He got sick of it after, but he said he really loved it, but he played it a long time. It is so good. It's really fun. Like, it's not like matching stuff. Name. It's pushing and pulling, and the 3D effect is really, really cool. They made a second one called Crash Mode, which I haven't gotten yet, but it's totally like, it's a little like, almost, I don't know, like, looks like a Stimpy kind of character, except it's a sumo guy, so he's got like a little sumo diaper thing on. So that's pretty funny. Gunman Clive, which is super cool. It's only $2. Like, if you have 3DS and you haven't gotten it yet, you got to get Gunman Clive. It's very much, like, I would compare it most closely to, like, the old Mega Man games, like, NES era. But, like, the art style, it looks like it was, like, all drawn. It's all, like, sepia tone, like, black and white. And it's all, like looks like it's scratched on a paper. It's, like, really, really cool art style and very, very fun. I got Ikachan, which is it's by the same guys that did Cave Story.
Okay.
But you play a little squid and you wake up like at the bottom of the ocean and you have to fight your way to the top of the ocean. For whatever reason, I haven't beaten it yet, so I don't know. But it's fun, and it kind of plays like Super Mario Brothers, like the water levels. Almost done. I got VVVVVV. You heard of this one?
No.
It's incredible. Okay. It's sort of a platform. This is probably like the most original one. Like, you walk through these levels, like you're in a space station that crashes, blah, blah, blah. But when you hit jump, it actually reverses gravity. So if you're on the ground, you hit like the jump button, you jump to the ceiling. And then, in order to get back to the ground, you hit it again. That's really your only control. You go left and right, and then you can reverse gravity. But like the platforming is insane. Like the way that they like, it almost reminds me of like Portal kind of thing. Like you don't think about the game because you're not used to having reverse gravity like that. And then it like, anyway, it's super cool. So definitely recommended. I got all those for $20, and I still have like 4 cents left over.
4 cents.
Yeah, well, it's because they're like 99, so you have to get like 100 games in order to be able to spend those last
pennies. Why? They all do the stupid things with their currency.
Yeah, I don't get that.
So they can get you,
We'll keep your pennies. Finally, I got Epic Mickey 2, The Power of Two.
Yeah.
And I got it. This may be incriminating, I don't know. But I got it for Wii. Mm-hmm. Because I read the reviews, and the way that the controller's laid out, that people said, because you have to use the pad, people preferred using the Wii configuration. So I went with the Wii. And I kind of read that across the board, that they liked that. Because you have, like, the Wiimote that you point at the screen to, like, move your paintbrush, and then you run around with this. People liked it better, sounded good to me, and it was a lot cheaper. So I love it. I think it's awesome. I don't understand what people are talking about. It's so much fun. I've been playing with the kids because it has like little cartoons interspersed throughout it, and it's totally fun. So people are crazy. I don't get it. I love it.
Nope.
Epic Mickey 2, The Power of Two. Get it. It's fun.
Nope.
It's the best.
It's the best.
I mean, as much as I enjoyed the first one, I definitely feel like they've improved in this one. And, I didn't have an issue with the camera before, but it's definitely improved in this. And it just looks great. It's a lot of fun. It's a good, fun little story. Cool scene. Like, you see Disneyland even more in this one. Like, you actually are going through, like, the different worlds of Disneyland. Like, it's really cool.
Okay.
It's awesome. You're missing out.
Nope.
Missing out. And that's my video games.
I think that's going to be the episode.
I think we should probably wrap it there.
Because we gotta watch some Batman.
We gotta watch Batman.
Oh my gosh, how am I going
to
stay with
you? We can do it. All right.
I might have to go to 7-Eleven.
We can do it if we focus on our plugs and don't go off on like a 20-minute tangent on plugs.
Oh no.
I don't know if we can do this.
You got to focus. I got to bear down here.
All right.
All right. So for all of your podcast needs, go to BenviewNetwork.com. Got all the shows there. You guys do a Pillage Cast lately? What's going on?
No, Josh has been super busy.
Oh yeah,
so,
working on a new show.
He's got lots of stuff going, so
I think they're doing. They just did an Extra Damage.
Yeah, so there's stuff on there. You can always catch up if you're behind.
I would say BraxComics.com, but somebody hasn't posted an update in a week.
I have it ready to go. I tried to get it up this morning, but I got in trouble when I was caught trying to post a comic because we were running late. So it'll go up this weekend. It's been bad. Sorry for that. But
we lost all our readers. They're gone.
We probably have lost some.
They're never coming back.
I'm sorry.
You killed it.
I love you all. I just have a lot going on.
I got a lot going on.
You know, we all have a lot going on.
I fixed the website.
We got the podcast running on time, though, so that's good.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
We started like 10th.
Well, 20. We keep it going every week, so, Anyway. There will be new stuff going up.
Actually, new post on WTF of the day.
Oh, all right.
Adam Wells said it was WTF that Nintendo and Sega signed an exclusive contract for Sonic, but that does not surprise me at all because they've had those Mario and Sonic games.
Yep.
So, but whatever. I'll post it. I don't care.
Post it. You got something?
It is crazy, though. Like, if you had thought about that, years ago.
If you grew up in the, late 80s, early 90s.
I think that was his point. Like, this is nuts. But That's how Sega... That's the only thing that's keeping Sega alive now. And I feel like if Nintendo keeps screwing up their thing, they're going to be in the same boat. They're going to be licensing their stuff. Pikmin, well, I don't know. 3. Handhelds, I feel like, is what's going to keep Nintendo afloat forever.
Yeah, because they're doing just all fine they have on to that.
Do if they're having trouble is release like a new Pokemon game, and then they're good.
Yeah, I think you're going to be just fine. Plus, you've seen like the announcement about the new Zelda, the sequel to Link to the Past.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I guess.
And they'll sell a lot of stuff. What else?
Animal Crossing's coming out.
I know.
I have to figure out how I'm going to afford it.
Yeah, that's very exciting.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I might have to hold off a little bit.
Pavoxmusic.com. Our first single is going to be coming out in probably a week or so. Maybe 2.
It's a Valet's track.
We're gonna do the Valet's track. Just gotta find some time to get that put up there. Really shouldn't. I got it all set up. I just have to actually do it.
That long?
It takes. Well, you gotta do all the fill out all the forms and stuff.
Oh,
I'm mostly done. So anyway, it's coming. It'll be up. I said it would be up before the end of May. It'll be up before the end of May. What else? Anything else? I just renewed kidswithgaseatfree.com, so if you want to read some old comics that I wrote a couple years ago.
That are really silly.
That are silly.
If you love puns.
You will enjoy these. Anything else? I think
that's Doritos Fan.
DoritosFan.com, yes.
Web Comics Advocates.
Web Comics Advocates.
Comic-Con is like 2 months away.
I know, it's coming.
It's coming fast.
It's exciting. There'll be some exciting stuff. Even if not all the stuff comes through, there's some exciting stuff this year.
I posted a thing. If you're a podcaster, I posted on my website, and you are coming to Comic-Con and you need a place to record your podcast, talk to us.
Yes.
Because that's what we're working on. I'm working on some other stuff. So hit us up if you or somebody you know needs a spot to do an interview. And if you have a guest in mind, or you have a guest and you don't want to be like, hey, come record in my dingy hotel room. Or if you want a professional, quiet place, gear included.
Let us know.
Let us know. Just hit us up. And I think that's...
That's it.
That's it. I don't know how we're going to watch Batman.
We can do it. All right, you guys. Thanks, everyone, for listening in the chat room and YouTube.
Yeah, thanks, guys. So, for Radio Brendo Man, I'm Brendan Creasy.
And I'm Phil Vecchio.
Have a good one, everybody.
This podcast is a part of the Benview Network.
You can find this and other podcasts like it at BenviewNetwork.com.